Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 27th day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Gimel. This Mishnah, Perek, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Here the Mishnah talks about the Edim, who are apostle to do to be a witness, or men people, or people are apostle to be a witness because of they've done an Avera. Now, Minah Torah, anyone who's called a Rosha is apostolatus. We learn that from a Pasuk, Al Toshes Yodcheim Rosha, Liyesed Chomos, which they learn Al Toshes Rosha Aid. The rabbis interpreted mean not just to that you're not allowed to lend your hand with a Rosha, but you cannot put a Rosha as an aid. And therefore, Minah Torah, anyone who did an Avera for which the penalty is Malkus, as lashes, that makes him apostolatus. Because when it talks about giving lashes, it mentions Ibin Hakois HaRosha. And therefore, that is the lower threshold of being called a Rosha, an Avera that's Chayav Malkus. And for sure, if a person did an Avera where there's a Chiv of Chorus or death by Beis Din, for sure he's called a Rosha and he's apostolatus. Our Mishnah, however, is going to talk about people who are apostle midrabanan. They did Averas, which are apostle midrabanan, but because they did these Averas, we are worried that just like they did the Avera, which involves money, so taking money, they're also suspected of giving false witnesses or false testimony by accepting a bribe. People used to bribe others to testify falsely in Kiddush HaChodesh. Elohein Apsulim. The fallen people are apostle Eidos, even though it's only Mirabonon, they're in Avera. Hamasachik Bekuvio, those who play the dice. They play the dice, they roll the dice, and according to the rules, they win or they lose. The Gemara explained we're talking here about people that do that all day. That why they apostle Eidos, different opinions. One opinion is because they are not people who contribute to society. They don't care about society. They sit there and they just do nothing but play by gambling. These type of people are apostolatus because they do not understand what the world needs. They do not have any care, therefore, of someone else's money, and therefore they will not be embarrassed to say a lie. Others say the reason they're apostle is because these people who play dice are stealing midrabanan. Why midrabanan? Because they're taking other people's money according to the rules of the game, but it's in a way of an asmachta. An asmachta means they're just relying on the fact that they think they're going to win, and when they eventually had to give the money because they lost the dice, they don't really give it away with a full heart. So it's not a proper kinyan, it's a midrabanan gezel. So they're possible to be an aid. Umalvi beribis, people who lend on interest. Now, lending on interest is osam min haTorah, but here we're talking about a type of interest which may be only prohibited midrabanan. Not just the lender is possible, but the borrower in such a circumstance is also possible. The prohibition of giving ribis or taking ribis applies both to the lender and the borrower. Umafriche yoinim, and those who let the doves fly. Some say it means they race their doves to see whose dove can reach the other partner's dove, its partner first. And they bet money on it. This is a bit like the gambling we mentioned at the beginning, playing the dice. Another explanation of the Gemara is that they whistle, and through their whistles they get other people's doves to come towards them. Here there is gazel midrabanan, gazel midrabanan. The Zoichar Ishvis, people who do trade with the fruits that grew in this year of Shemitah. Here of Shemitah's fruits are forbidden to do business with them. Now, this is Minat Torah forbidden, if it's Minat Torah Shviz. As the Torah says, Hosa Shabbos Ha'aretz Lachem Lo'achla. It's for food, not for doing business, not for trading. But nevertheless, our Mishnah counts this case, or lists this group, among those who are apostle Midrabanan, because we're talking about Shemitah nowadays. Nowadays, there's no Issu Minat Torah to trade with the fruits of Shemitah. Va'avodim. And the next category are, so these are all the people that do Averis, and the Averis are Midrabanan. Va'avodim, now comes another group who are apostle, but these are apostle Minat Torah, not because of Avera, but because we're in Eved Kanani we're talking about here. And they're apostle because they have a din like women. They're apostle, they cannot testify for the Eidus or for giving testimony. Zehaklan, This is the rule. Kol edus she'eino isha ksherla, any case where a woman is unfit to give testimony, for example, monetary matters or capital cases, where the Torah says, v'omdu shnei ha'anoshim, the two men shall stand, and we learn anoshim, men, and lo anoshim, not women. Women cannot come and testify. Afhein, so also those who are psulim, which are mentioned in our Mishnah, Einon ksharim la, will not be a kosher for such a testimony as well, even though they're an apostle, they're a bonah. However, any edus, any testimony for which a woman would be fit, for example, to testify for another woman that her husband has died, to allow her to marry, or to testify about a soita that became defiled, that sinned, in order not to give her the waters to drink, then even those people who we mentioned in our Mishnah, who are posel midrabanan, normally would be kosher to give testimony. Why? Because they're posel midrabanan. However, those who do an avera that makes them posel min ha-Torah, they're called a rasha, they would not be kosher even for a testimony for which a woman would be fit to give. Mishnah Tes. Continuing along the Mishnais that we had earlier on of when the Eidim allowed to be Mechalal Es HaShabbos, allowed to desecrate the Shabbos, to come to Beis Din to testify they saw the moon. Misha Rosh HaChodesh, a person who saw the moon in its renewal, in its new state, Ve'eino Yochel Lahalach, but is not able to go to Beis Din to testify because of weakness or because of disease, Moilichin Oisai Alachamayim, we can take him, transport him on a donkey, even on Shabbos, afilu b'mita, or even in a bed. Now, even though the witness is sick and he needs to be carried on a stretcher or a bed, and when a person is sick and on a bed, we do not apply the principle of a chai noses atzmai. We don't say that a living person carries himself. Normally, if you carry a person who's alive and well on Shabbos, you would not be chayiv for carrying, because we say chai nes atzmai, a living person carries himself. But a person who's strapped to a bed can't apply that. And therefore, one who carries such a person under normal circumstances would be chayiv for desecrating the Shabbos. But here, in order to get to the Beis Din to testify for that he saw the moon, again, the Mishnah says one is allowed to be mechalal Shabbos and even carry him out on a bed. And if they're worrying about ambushes, people, highway robbers on the road, or some say the Tzedukim and the Baisusim, the Sadducees, who would sometimes sit in wait for the Eidim to stop them going because they wanted to mislead the Chachamim as to when Rosh Chodesh should be. They're allowed to take in their hands sticks, ammunition to protect themselves. And if it was a long journey, they're even allowed to carry food on Shabbos. Because for any journey that can be done within a night and a day, within 24 hours, if the Eidim are not further away from Beis Din than a night and a day's journey, which means that they would be able to get to Beis Din on Shabbos while there is still time to testify to the Beis Din to make Kiddush HaChodesh on that 30th day of the month, then they're allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos and go and testify before Beis Din. If, however, the Eidim, the witnesses, are more than that distance away, and they will not be able to get to Beis Din until after Shabbos, then, of course, there's no point, and they're not allowed to be Mechal the Shabbos, because then their testimony that they give will have absolutely no effect to be Mekadosh the month, the Mekadosh the new moon, based on their sighting. Because if Beis Din does not get the chance to announce the Kiddush HaChodesh based on the testimony of the witnesses until it's dark, that's it. Then the moon, the Chodesh, the month, will only be renewed on the 31st day. And that's got nothing to do with the sighting of the moon. It's automatic, because a month can never have more than 30 days. So any month that was not declared, the Rosh Chodesh was not declared on the 30th day, will automatically become declared on the 31st day. Now, finally, the Mishnah says, where do we know that Eidim are allowed to be Mechal Es HaShabbos to get to the Beis Din to testify? Shenamar, as it says, Eilem Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikro Esam B'Mayadam. These are the festivals, Hashem, which you shall call out in their time. V'moyado means in their time, even on Shabbos we learn. Even it happens on Shabbos. That means the Torah is warning us that the time of the calling out the Mikra Kodesh should never, which is Kiddush HaKodesh by Beis Din, should never be stopped because of the Shabbos, i.e., even if they have to desecrate the Shabbos, they should come to Beis Din to testify. But Moyadom, I feel of a Shabbos.